You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First, I have a thought on borrowing. I feel awkward anyway, ever trying to borrow something, especially like from a neighbor. I don't think I'd have a problem borrowing anything from you, Jer. I mean, okay. I'd say, hey, dude, you've got one of those like post diggers or whatever. Let me borrow that for a couple days.
Okay, you can have it.
So I got to tell you the story. It was like a week ago or so, 10 days ago, finally met neighbors across the street. I've lived here a year and a half and we have not really met. And met them, and they're really nice people. They're really cool. I like them. But then, just 2 days after that, I was coming back to the house after my walk, and I was noticing the security lights outside my garage that have gone out. And it's going to require a ladder larger than the one I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen those people across the street with that kind of ladder. And I thought, well, now I can't go over and borrow it because it's going to look like all I did was introduce myself so that 2 days later I could go over and ask to borrow a ladder.
To get to their gear.
Right. Like, I'm only using this personable introduction so that I can use your stuff.
I know we just met, but can I have your ladder for like a couple hours?
Right. So I can't do that.
No, I don't think you can.
And honestly, I mean, that was obviously not my motivation because I'm not going to borrow the ladder, but it just was funny to me, the whole mind games that we go through when it comes to either borrowing something or lending something.
Yeah, because you're not sure, as the lender, 99% of the time, I'm not sure that I'll ever get it back or if it's going to get broken. It'll get ruined somehow. I let my neighbor two doors down, Scotland Rob, borrow an extendable paintbrush stick thing because he had to paint his ceilings. Mm-hmm. And he had it for probably 6 months. And I know he had already painted his ceilings. It was already done. And I finally had to be like, dude, hey, where's that pole I let you borrow? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you know, and he had forgot about it. That's another thing you run into as well, is you lend things out and then either that person forgets about it or you forget about it and then you never see it again, you know?
Yeah, so it's not only awkward having to ask to borrow something, it's awkward to be the person who's lending it. And then there's the additional moment of awkwardness when somebody has to ask for it back.
Right. And I think I didn't actually come out and be like, hey, where's that at? I made like under my breath comments about, like, you know, we were talking about painting or something, and I would say something like, yeah, I wish I could paint things up high right now, but I guess I can't because I don't have that pole, you know. And he was
So your solution was to be passive-aggressive.
Passive-aggressive, absolutely,
gotcha.
100%.
Gotcha.
That's kind of one of the things on this list that I have, the borrowing etiquette list. Number one says, never borrow anything you can't return as soon as you are finished with it. It's not okay to hang on to it just in case you need it again. You can't go get that ladder and then throw it in your garage and be like, I might need this again in another month.
I guess we know this, but...
But people are rude. People are jerks. I like number two. This is kind of right up my alley. If whatever you borrow breaks or tears or falls apart, make a sincere apology, and then you got to go buy the person a new one if it can't be fixed.
Yeah, it's like the signs in the stores. You break it, you buy it.
Yeah, that's just kind of like common courtesy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never borrow anything that's brand new. The owner should be the first to use it. So I guess if you were to borrow that ladder from your neighbor, you got to ask them if they've used it. Hey, have you used this before?
That's a funny rule.
That is kind of a funny one. No, but I kind of get it. Like, you come home with a brand new shop vac or something, and you haven't even used it, and your neighbor wanders over and is like, Hey, nice new shop vac.
Can I borrow that first?
Yeah, I don't like that one. If you don't receive it within a reasonable amount of time, there's nothing wrong with asking for it back.
It's awkward and uncomfortable.
At the ... it says, although you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Be extra cautious when borrowing from a coworker. If something goes wrong, you risk jeopardizing your career. Can't say that I've ever borrowed anything.
I can't even
remember. From a coworker at all.
You know what's funny is when the other neighbor on the cul-de-sac offered something but then disappeared. Because I had taken a saw out to saw off these tree branches, and I was just using an old-fashioned,
yeah,
you know, sawing.
How was it?
Pretty good, huh?
Uh-huh.
And these neighbors went driving by, and they saw him roll down the windows, both of them, he and she. And she goes, you know, I've got a chainsaw. When we get back, I'll come over and bring it over to you. I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And then they, about an hour and a half, I was still out there working. They drove by and waved and went into their garage and went inside and just went about their day. And
never saw them again. Huh?
I didn't want to walk over then and ring the bell.
So about that chainsaw. You should have walked over and been like holding your arm like it's hurting, or actually cut yourself with the saw so you're bleeding everywhere, you know, to make them feel bad. Sure could have used that chainsaw.
I really do think that I have rotator cuff damage.
Oh, no, from all the
woof, woof, woof. And I think it was exacerbated by the saw.
That's not from the saw. That's not from the saw.
Thank God I'm ambidextrous.
There's anything else I want to tell you on this. If you ask to borrow something and the person turns you down, don't get upset.
Okay. Let me tell you one of my most embarrassing stories as a kid. Because, you know, you and I were similar. We were both nerdy, dorky kids.
Sure, yeah.
Both Dom and Jeremy were big dorks when we were younger. When I was in middle school, I remember there was a friend of mine. He lived across the street and two houses down. And his name was Ted Woodward. And Ted Woodward, I found out one day, when just in the matter of conversation, that he and I both liked the same Mad magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever read a Mad magazine?
I used to get those as a kid, yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking
about. Yep.
And I was dorky enough to think Mad magazine was the funniest thing that had ever been created. But my parents were not gung-ho about constantly buying me Mad magazines. I couldn't get a subscription, anything like that. So Ted Woodward has like a ton of them. And I remember agonizing to my mom saying, God, Ted's got like 100 of them. I'd like to. She goes, well, just go over and ask him if you can borrow them.
Yeah.
And I was a shy kid, right? So this was really difficult for me. She's like, just go over and ask Ted if you can borrow like 4 or 5 of them to read. He's not going to care. Yeah.
Okay, Mama.
So now I summon up my courage and I walk across the street and
talking
I go.
Yourself in front of the mirror.
I ring. I'm practicing.
You can do it.
I ring the doorbell, and I'm sure I'm fidgeting, and I'm nervous, and Ted answers the door, and I manage to get it out. Mm-hmm. Hey, would it be okay if I borrowed some of those magazines? And Ted looked me right in the eye. He goes, no, you can't.
And then he punched you right in the throat.
He was dorkier than me, which made, really, he was. And so that made it so unfair.
And you ran home crying
and
to your mom.
I screwed up all of my courage. You know, you don't know what it took for me to walk across the street and ask if I could borrow those.
Talking
and
to yourself the whole
hesitate.
Way.
And I think I was so stunned, I might have said, no. And he goes, no. He goes, I don't let anybody borrow my magazines.
Well, screw you, Ted. Mama.
And that may have scarred me for the rest of my
life.
And that's why I find it so hard to ask people if I can borrow anything, because Ted Woodward spit in my face.
Right in your face. No Mad magazine for little DT.
Comments 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If you have loaned something out and it's been years and haven't gotten it back,
ask for it back.